as we were singing that song, Fill Me Up, it's disheartening for me to see a lot of those at conservative churches mock that song. The reason they mock it is they've never experienced God. Because we say, fill me up with other things. Give me another beer. Give me another beer. Give me another beer. Give me another beer. We get filled up. Give me another bite of that hamburger. Another bite of that hamburger. Another bite. Give me those french fries. We get filled up. It's interesting. Paul correlates being filled with the Spirit with drunkenness. What spirit are you guided by? What do you want to be filled with? And the reason many are touched by the Spirit of God is we've been worshiping all week. That's why you'll see a stark difference between those who have been worshiping and those who have not. So that's a song we shouldn't be mocking. We should be embracing. God, fill me up. Our heart cry should be, I want more of you. More of you. More of you. Let it rain. Oh my God, let it rain. Do you see the perversion that is overcoming our nation? Do you see that we're calling good evil and evil good? Do you see families breaking up? Do you see the opiate crisis? Do you see? Our heart cry should be, fill me up. Let it rain. God, I need more of your Spirit, because comfortable Christianity is not going to cut it in these dire times. I don't even want to preach. I just want to worship. But I know we have to preach as well. But let me just encourage you. Let's do a few more lyrics or stanzas of that song, Let It Rain. And the altar's open. There were 63 people here yesterday at 6 a.m. for morning worship. Hungry for more of God. Why are we embarrassed to come to the altar? We should be embarrassed not to. See, many people would be rather seen leaving a bar than leaving a church. Christians, let's be honest. Hope my friends don't see me leaving, but if they see me leaving coaches, I'm good. Christians. And we think that's going to cut it? We think that's going to keep our marriages together and our families restored and filled with the Spirit of God? No, that's the problem, is we're not filled with God's Spirit. We mock the songs we should be embracing. I mean, I know myself in my 20s, I would have laughed at these songs. I would have said, you're a bunch of weak people. Now I know better. I was weak. I could go get drunk and be wrong, filled with the wrong spirit. But God forbid I come in and want to be filled with the right spirit.